La Push, baby. It's La Push.
Me? A princess? Shut up!
I'll have what she's having.
There's no crying in baseball!
Hey guys, I'm Bailey.
And I'm Shannon, and we're two chicks who like to watch flicks.
Sweet are.
We're back at it again with a movie.
That's so strange.
That's a first.
We haven't done a movie in like a month.
Do you want to hear something pretty funny that's about the first movie we ever did? Twilight?
Yeah. For some reason, I was like, what was the first movie?
I was tutoring the other day at this tutor
Someone
center.
Someone knows your podcast?
No. And I could overhear, there was this girl there that has like really loud conversations. And
us?
Yeah, basically. But she's like in middle school or whatever. And this just shows a generational difference because I don't know what her and her tutor were talking about before. And the tutor's probably around our age. It's like a dude somewhere in his 20s. And I heard him say, no, I've never read Twilight. And then she said, read? You mean watch? And he was like, I've never watched Twilight. And she was like, yeah, I've seen them. They were kind of weird. But I was like, she doesn't even know that they were books. Because she, like, seemed so flabbergasted that he that's said weird. That he
You know what's
them.
Funny, though? I guess, like,
I would think
Kristen Stewart, though, and Robert Pattinson aren't very, like, in the media these days. So, like, it's not like, I mean, it's like the generation of your time. Like, those people were in the media a lot when we were young, yeah. But now they're not. But, like, who's in... I'm trying to think about a young person who's in the media.
I don't even
days.
Know because I'm not either. Cool enough to know.
I don't know anyone young.
Like a movie star, you're saying?
Olivia Rodrigo or something like that.
Oh, like a singer? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she's like... Oh, so if she came out with a movie, I feel like people would be, like, going to see it.
But she had seen the movie.
But I guess we'd probably be going to see
That's
it.
That's what I mean. She had seen the movie, but she didn't, when he said, I've never read it, she was like, read it? You mean watch? Like, she didn't even know it was a book. And I was like, doesn't your school library happy?
Is there a Twilight ban?
I should have jumped in and been like, actually it was a book first.
Actually, it's four separate books, and they're really good, and you should read it. It's kind of different from the movie, though, to be fair.
But I feel like the movies say based on the books by Stephanie Myers, do they not?
I can't remember.
I mean, I don't remember, but I feel like most movies that are based on books say that at some point. So I guess she wasn't paying attention. I should be like, listen to our podcast. Actually, it's
don't
not
listen
child
to our,
appropriate.
Don't listen to our podcast. Please.
What movie are we doing today?
We're doing a Christmas movie. We're doing Four Christmases.
We are
which
indeed.
I think is really good and funny. Shannon has actually never seen it.
Oh, I have now.
I don't know how you've gone so long. Do you watch Christmas movies though during Christmas?
I do, but I feel like I watch the same ones every year. So I don't like.
It's your problem, man.
I don't watch new ones that I haven't seen before.
I feel like
I mean?
I watch new ones and I watch old ones, and I watch Hallmark. So.
I've been watching the Santa Clauses show on Disney Plus that you need to catch up on.
I've only seen the first two episodes. It's kind of making me sad.
Because it's, like, not the
same. I just don't think it's the same. I watched the first one, too, the other day, like, while I was doing something, and, like, I don't know. Something's different. It's just different.
It is different, but I think they do a good job. It gets better, I Does think, it? The show. But I think they do a good job of keeping it, like, they're not hocus-pocus-toing it, where they're trying to make it all, like, a positive lesson. I feel like it's
where
still...
everyone's good in the end.
Right.
Ugh, that made me mad. Still.
Like, yeah, that was annoying. Like, I feel like they're still making it, keeping it true to the spirit of what the first one, like, the original movies were like.
Yeah.
So, we're doing Four Christmases, as Bailey said, which came out in 2008. Which is when we graduated elementary school. And entered middle school. Tough time.
You want to hear something kind of funny? This is a dream I had. But it was really weird.
Okay.
So, growing up, had to go to the ear doctor a lot. And I guess, like, at the time when I was a baby, they didn't have any ear doctors near where I lived.
Oh.
So, the only close home was in Atlanta. I didn't live in Atlanta growing up. But, anyways, I had a dream. Obviously, I'm, like, in the midst of getting a new job right now, but I had a dream that I was going to work at
the same office. Place where you got
the
your,
thing
like,
is that my ear doctor.
Is he still practicing?
He's still practicing.
He should apply.
He's, I mean, he looks, I looked up a picture of him the other day after I had the stream. I don't think he's 80. He might be like in his 60s.
I mean, 70s. I guess he very well could have been like in his 30s when you were a kid.
He probably was. I mean, he looks 50s. The exact same.
Oh.
Like, the exact same.
That's impressive.
It's crazy to me. Okay, he never really had any. He never really had any hair anyways. So he's always been kind of bald.
Has he not just like updated his picture, you think, in like 10 years?
You know, he kind of looks like he like has age, but like he has. Okay, so like he has the. When you think of like a doctor in like a character book.
This is not in your dream.
No, this is like my real life ear doctor who I saw until I was in middle school. Okay. So we knew each other, man, from the time I was little to when I got tubes to when I was like probably 11. I went to his office all the time. But anyways, he has the glasses that are circular.
Aw.
And they're black rimmed.
Cute.
But he looks the exact same. Anyways, I had a dream that I was getting a job at his office.
Did he remember you?
Well, yeah, but like it was weird. It was like I was a patient, but I was also getting a job.
I don't think I don't like that.
He was like having to do an assessment on me, but I was like, I'm applying for a job here. Like it was very strange.
You should apply.
Now I don't think they're hiring, and it's also a pediatrician like office.
And you
like,
don't like him.
I don't.
You hate kids. I'm just kidding.
I hate kids. I'm just like kidding. It was just.
Bailey
funny.
Worked at a summer camp.
Yeah, I don't hate kids. I just.
Fun fact: at that summer camp, Bailey discovered she had an earplug stuck in her ear for like years.
Speaking of ear problems,
for like years.
He probably been so disappointed at me.
I'm gonna text him.
Hey. I could say his name, but I won't say it. But anyways, I don't know. I mean, not like kids are listening.
Don't say
he's a practicing physician. I'm not going to say it.
I don't want to throw him under the bus.
But he wasn't. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad. He was a good dog. I really liked him. He was like always funny.
What if he sues you?
He used to.
The defamation of kids.
He used to joke around with me. I used to hate going to the ear doctor, though, because he would always have to. I think I have that problem where I overdose earwax. And he used to always clean out my ears.
Gross.
And it was the worst thing ever.
Well, anyway.
That is besides the point of this whole podcast.
In 2008, when this movie came out, you were still going to see him, probably.
I was.
You,
like, I think that's what kind of made me, what triggered my memory. I was still seeing my ear doctor. At 11. That's crazy, though. I had tubes still at 11. That's insane.
That is really weird.
Well, I didn't have...
You should see another
doctor. I didn't have tubes. I didn't have tubes. He took them out, but the problem was my holes didn't go back up. Ew. So when you get tubes, you have obviously holes in your ear. It's like they put a tube in them.
That's nasty.
So I had my tubes for a long time. Like longer than most people have them, I think. I don't think people go to the age of 10 having tubes. But I did. And he had to do surgery on my ears.
So 2008 was a pretty good year for me. I feel like graduating fifth grade was a lot of fun. We had a pool party to celebrate graduating fifth grade.
I had ear surgery, actually.
First part of sixth grade, not bad. I had a good time.
Sixth grade. Oh, I got glasses. Mine.
So you had
an awful time.
You had a rough time. A lot of people did.
I got the ugly glasses too, the ones that you can't see out of.
Because the transitions.
No. Don't disrespect me like that. I did not have transitions.
No shade if you guys have.
No. I just.
It's probably the most practical option.
It is practical, but
when you're in sixth grade, it's tough.
Here's my problem with transitions. If I'm in a dark, like a light room,
it takes too long.
Well, not even that. I feel like right now they turn in transitions because it's really light.
I bet the technology has improved since we were kids.
I hope so.
Should I get some? I need new glasses.
I think you should to like inspect.
You're not alone because a lot of
I had the square, you know, about the like rectangle ones that you can't see out of.
Oh, because they're so small.
I remember I found them like years later and I put them on. I said, "There's no way I could see out of these." Why did I think these were cool?
We all did.
They were candies, though.
Oh. Mine were off-brand something. I think mine were technically boy glasses.
Well, they were, like, my first pair, so my mom, I think, like, let me pick them out.
Oh.
Because I was really sad I had to get glasses. I was so depressed.
I was excited to get glasses, but then I never wore them, so it was a shocker.
I only wore them in class, and then I would... this is how crazy I was. I would put them on in class. Class is over. Take them off. Put them in my glasses case. Watch the next class.
Bad
put them on.
Too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
That's like...
It's definitely gotten, like, worse since then. I mean, since college, it stayed the same.
I have to wear glasses, but I can, like, get by a day without them.
Well, I will say, when I was in high school, I technically passed the vision test where I didn't have to wear glasses when I drove.
Oh, gosh.
But Now it's gotten worse since high school, so I definitely have to, I can't see.
Interesting. Well, anyway, you're not alone in 2008 being a bad year, because a lot of people had a bad year, as the defining feature of that year was the U.S. economy faced the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression.
Nice.
Lehman Brothers was an untouchable bank, and they went bankrupt. Pretty bad. So all the adults in my life were probably pretty stressed, but I had a good year. Also, something interesting. Oh, not I don't know, not that interesting, but something crazy. The first black president was elected. That was a big deal. I remember that.
Yeah.
I think we watched his inauguration in, like, class or something. I don't know what class I was in. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. I think we did. I think I was in orchestra, and it was, like, on the projector, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. I feel like, for some reason, I feel like I spent the night at my aunt's house during that time, but I don't know why I think that.
Interesting.
I know, it is really interesting.
The most popular...
This is a big moment, though. I remember spending it at my aunt's house.
The most popular movies that year were The Dark Knight, Role Models, which I've never even heard of, Mamma Mia.
I love Mamma Mia.
Twilight.
I love Twilight.
Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and The House Bunny.
We were just talking about Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I know, because that has the other actor in it, right?
Why are we talking about Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Shannon?
I thought that
Vince Vaughn
was the same guy that's in How I Met Your Mother. They look so similar.
I was sitting over here going, I don't think he's in How I Met Your Mother.
I never watched that show.
But I also hadn't watched it, so I was like, maybe he is.
I've only seen clips of it.
He is not, if you want confirmation.
Dangerous Laughter by Stephen Milhauser was the best-selling book. Never heard of it. It can't be that good. Just kidding. American Idol was the most popular television show.
That's fair.
The most popular song, this is very 2008, was Low by Flo Rida with T-Pain.
Interesting.
The average price of gas was $3.39.
Mm-hmm.
Milk was $3.99 a gallon. Eggs were $2.29 a dozen.
Eggs are so expensive these days.
And I don't buy eggs very often. And a 5-pound bag of Yukon Golds were $3.99. I don't know what they are now, to be completely honest. Again, don't buy stuff that often. Bacon was, like, the most popular food, which, like, it had its moment, and it's done. I'm sick of seeing bacon everywhere.
What about bacon donuts?
Oh, see, that's too much. Most popular cars were the Chevrolet Trailblazer, the Hyundai Accent, and the Toyota Camry. Fashion-wise, low-cut skinny jeans were still all the rage. I think this is when...
What about Katie Holmes, her outfit to the iHeartRadio thing?
I think I know what you're talking about.
She put on... It's like she got a dress that she had in her closet. Mm-hmm. She said, wow, this dress is too short. I need to wear some jeans under it.
Oh,
and she put some jeans and sneakers. And everyone was like, please don't bring 2002 back or whatever they said.
Sophie shorts were all the rage.
You still didn't show me a picture of those.
You knew what they were. They were your cheerleading
shorts. Oh, yeah, cheerleading shorts. That's how I associate them. What about those, me and Michaela were talking about this last night.
Neon jeans, like those like neon skinny jeans were having their moment at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not.
Do you remember the sequin purses? They look like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Exactly,
and they were like the red. Did you have one?
I don't think so.
Did you want one?
I wasn't really super girly, so no. But I knew I had friends who had them.
They were so ugly. I had one, I think, and I don't remember why I got one because they were ugly.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen some recently.
They were so bad.
I'm pretty sure I've seen some recently.
Ew,
so
that people are actually
back.
Wearing for fun?
I don't know.
Or as a joke?
I just feel like I've seen
Hopefully
them
it's
recently.
A joke. Why are we bringing back 2000 stuff? It wasn't a good time.
I think fashion cycles like every 20 years, if you think about
but
it.
But that fashion was bad.
It
we
was.
Need to keep that in the past.
Away. I would do like skinny jeans still, though. Not
low rise.
Not low rise. Walmart was America's biggest company. It's probably Amazon now, if I had to guess. Boy toy of the year was a Transformers toy. Girl toy of the year, I freaking had. It was a Littlest Pet Shop thing. Bailey didn't have it because she's a loser. And outdoor toy of the year was Ripstick. Movie tickets were $7. So if you went to see this movie in theaters, you probably paid $7.
I did.
You probably did not pay.
No, I didn't pay anything. Are you kidding me? I'm not paying for movies.
So that is just setting. I want you guys to get in your 2008 fashion, get out your littlest pet shop, and really set yourself in the zone to watch this movie. And then come back and listen to the rest.
I feel like you should have a pet shop thing if you're watching this movie.
Go find it from your parents' house.
Well, no, I mean, you just shouldn't be at the age where you can play with that if you're watching this movie. Yeah. Which, obviously, I guess I was.
Yeah, I'm literally, you were...
But I still saw this movie. I was way ahead of my time in that department.
Okay. Well, anyway. Okay,
so the director for this... Also, this movie was PG-13, so I feel like it's fair that I saw it.
You were 11. So, you weren't there. Just kidding.
Whatever.
I'm okay. Judging Jerry's parenting.
This is a funny movie.
I'm just kidding. It's not that inappropriate.
And you know, like, half the things I probably was like, what are they laughing
Yeah.
at? Yeah. Funny. More popcorn, Dad.
Refill time.
Anyways. So, the director of this movie was Seth Gordon.
Good job, Seth.
He did... a few movies that I was like, oh, I know these. Identity Thief, Horrible Bosses. He did some shows, Parks and Rec.
Love Parks and Rec.
The Office.
Yeah, don't love The Office. It's my hot take.
Whatever.
We're about to get canceled.
I'm not. I love The Office. Modern Family.
And I like
then,
that show.
Yeah. And then... it's actually a funny show. I don't really watch it, but like,
yeah, it's funny.
If it came on, I was like,
that's so he funny. Created all these mockumentaries. Basically.
Cast wise, it's got Reese Witherspoon.
Great actress.
Which we love as Kate. Vince Vaughn, who plays Brad. So those are the two main characters.
He is not in How I Met Your Mother.
Not in How I Met Your Mother, no. It's got Mary Steenburgen, who plays the mom of Kate. And it's randomly got Tim McGraw, who plays one of the brothers, Dallas.
Oh, wait. I didn't even realize.
You didn't realize. He was the one with the kid.
That's funny.
That's Tim McGraw. Yeah. It's because he doesn't have a cowboy hat
on. He looks so different.
Because he doesn't have... when he puts a... it's like two different people when he puts
that's
a cowboy hat on.
That's pretty funny.
Which, I'm trying to think. Is this when he was really doing a bunch of his acting stuff? Because, did you ever see the movie Flicka?
No, I don't think I did, actually. Which is funny, because that movie is really up my alley, so I'm surprised I never saw it.
I saw that with Jerry.
No one probably took me to the movies to go see it.
Could've came with me and Jerry, we saw it.
I don't know you.
John Favreau, whatever, who plays Denver. He's actually, you don't watch Marvel. He's happy in Marvel, in the Marvel universe.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
And he, like, directs a lot, I think.
Nice.
And then, what's her name? Kristen Chenoweth or whatever, who plays Courtney, the sister. She's really popular.
Yeah. Oh, she's in, like, Broadway stuff, too.
Yeah, she did Wicked.
She did, yeah. She's Glinda. And the lady that's the mom in, like, every movie was her mom.
Mary Steenburgen or whatever.
Yeah, she was the mom in Elf, wasn't she?
Oh, she was.
She's the mom in, like, every movie,
she's
I feel
She's the mom
like.
In a bunch of
I
stuff.
I like her.
And that's most of the cast for it. I feel like the main people are just Kate, Reese Witherspoon,
yeah,
like and Vince Vaughn. Which we were talking, Vince Vaughn plays
the same character
in everything. Yeah. I mean, comedy is definitely his life.
I just feel like he's the same kind of guy in every movie he's in.
Which it works for him.
Yeah, it does.
He was also in Fred Claus, which that was another option for us to watch.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched that one yet.
I like this one better, honestly.
Yeah, I like this one too. So it starts off, they're in a bar. Sorry, yeah. I just hit the table, everybody. Getting adjusted. And at first I was like, do people approach people like this in bars anymore? I don't know. I feel like I don't know anybody.
In this context, I don't think so.
No. Not when you're... I just feel like she was like sitting there by herself, no one's approaching you. But then as the conversation went, I was like, this is role play. They already know each other. And then it was.
Did you really think that?
Yeah, by the end.
I mean, I guess when I first saw it, I was a kid, so I didn't really think it.
Because when she got up and started to walk away.
When he calls her a bitch.
I was like, this is definitely role play.
Yeah.
You know?
Would you do that?
Like
in a bar? Act like you didn't know your significant other?
Maybe.
Spice things up.
I feel
up.
Like our... I don't know. I feel like I would be too
I think
awkward.
I would laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
He would come up to me and be like, wait, Are you serious?
Same. I couldn't do it.
I do commend people who do that, though, because that's kind of fun.
Right, it's like, I mean, know that there are people out there. I know that there are people out there who do that, but I just think I would laugh so hard.
I would wish that I couldn't laugh, but I know myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, once I start laughing, it'd be like...
In my head too. I'd be like, I know this is fake. Like this, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but that's the whole point. I guess though, in this context, they didn't know
the character
of who they were playing. I mean, they knew their personal character, but like he didn't know what Kate was being, and she didn't know what Brad was being. Fun. I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
But then I'm like, what if you're not catching the vibe of the other character?
I guess it's like the thing is they're going into the night with the vibe already.
They're so cute though.
They are.
I like, obviously, when they go back to the house, that's when she's like, wow, you live here? And she's like, you live here too, dude.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you took him out of it.
Oh, and they have a nice ass house.
I know. I was like, they're really going to do this in the bathroom? It is not that kind of bar. Like, it was a nice looking bar. And like, this is not a place that you should be.
It was a nice bathroom, though.
No, it was. I'm just saying before they left and they went into the bathroom together, I was like, this isn't like some like...
It's San Francisco. Club. I don't know what they do in San Francisco, man.
That's another thing I have beef with that we can talk about later. But I feel like a lot of the family members and like then the pastor had like a super Southern accent. They live in Northern California.
No, that's not true because... If you have, like, you have different, like, Napa's really close to San Francisco, and then you have Barnes in Napa and stuff like that. So I could see people having Southern accents.
But do they have Southern accents just because they live on a farm in a different state?
But also, I could see people, especially pastors will move to go to other churches.
That's true, so maybe he's from...
I had a youth pastor that moved to, like, Arkansas to be a youth pastor at their church or whatever.
True.
So, I mean...
I guess. It just seemed like a lot of people... Like, Tim McGraw, come on.
Yeah, it's like, well, I will say, okay, so, I mean, we can, like, talk about it as we, like, go through, but, like, so, they're going to go to Fiji for Christmas. They don't go to their families for Christmas. They stopped that, like, a long time ago. I don't even know if this is how long they've been dating.
3 years.
Oh, that's not that long.
I know, I don't know why they're...
Wait a second, that's it? 3 years?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Dang. Oh, that's not long at all. Anyways, they haven't visited their family in, like, the last 3 years.
For Christmas.
For any holiday, yeah. I think. They always go on vacation with each other.
Yeah.
Because they just don't want to deal with the other family. I think they're both, like, the black sheep of the family.
Yeah.
So they don't really, like...
Want to go and deal with it.
Anyways, and they're both content with just being not unmarried with each other, like, just dating.
Yeah, no kids.
Which, I don't find a problem with that.
No.
Like, okay, so there's a scene where they go to, like, a couple's dance class.
Yeah, which I think, that's what kind of, I think it's really cute because they do, like, little dates like that together, mm-hmm. you know?
And, like, at the end, they're all sitting there and he's, like, massaging her feet, which I'm like, that's so nice. But anyways, they're like, oh, when's, the other couples are like, when's the big day? And then Brad and Kate are like, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, we're getting married. And then the other couple's like, we're getting married in the summer or something like that. And they're like, oh, we're not getting married. They're like, well, why are you doing this? And they're like, just for fun. We do a lot of things together. Like, cooking.
Kinda,
like,
well, I was like, it's kind of weird for the other couples to be like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. And then the couple like, goes, why? Yeah. The couple's like, well, why aren't you getting married then? Who asked that?
I know.
Like, it's none of your business also, for one.
This is San Francisco. It's not like a small town. Like,
I feel like people don't have to get married these days, and they date a long time.
I mean,
like,
maybe, but 2008 wasn't that long ago. I mean...
No. And I don't know. I think I'm just one of those people where I'm like, you don't have... Like, if you guys been dating
You know what's funny? I wrote down literally the quote from the Taylor Swift song, they only see a one night or a wife.
Oh, yeah. Literally, yeah.
That fit really well.
Yeah. It's just, like, annoying to me. Like, why is it, like, in order to be together, you have to...
Yeah. No, don't get me
and
wrong.
And I feel like recently a lot of couples have, like, started having kids without getting married. Like, they've, like, decided, like, we want to have a baby together.
Yeah.
But they don't want to be married yet.
Now, don't get me wrong. I have always wanted to be married.
Well, yeah, that's you, though. Like, you know what you want.
But I think it's
But you're not going to go to a couple that's
been
together.
And be like, why are you getting married?
For 5 years and been like, so why aren't you getting married yet? Like,
right.
You're not going to do that. You're going to just
especially
be like, okay,
they're
together.
Especially a strange couple. Yeah. If it was, like, maybe one of my friends, I'd be like, can you
explain? Who you've talked about marriage with.
Right. But like, if it was like a random couple in this dance class, I would be like, okay.
I didn't like that.
Not for me, but good for you, you know?
Anyways, their whole thing is that they're not getting married. They don't want kids.
Which I did write down here. I feel like they're going to end up with kids.
Interesting that you thought that.
Because I just, movies always do that.
I didn't think that, but I also was five. I was 11. I was 11, whatever, at the time. So I didn't have that thought.
You and ages just don't.
You know, I think I base everything on how old my brother was or what year he was born. I was 7 when he was born. He was born in 2005.
But your birthdays are different months, so it doesn't.
I know. It doesn't really make logical sense, but that's how I do things in my life.
So, yeah, you basically just find out they're like, you know what? We don't want a traditional life. We just love each other. Marriage complicates things. Both of our parents got messy divorces, all that. So they decide that they're going to go to Fiji for Christmas instead of having to go to family stuff, but they lie and they say they're doing mission trips, which is kind of like pretty wrong. I
feel. They say that for every single trip they go on, that they're doing some type of mission work or helping the kids of somewhere.
And they come up with weird stories and like just say you're going to like the same place every time. And you know what? I do love Christmas and spending time with family, but I can see how a whole vacation, if you have like families like theirs, would be nice.
I'm gonna be honest, like, both of their parents are divorced, so that's the whole movie is called Four Christmases because they literally have to go to four places. That's too much. Nobody wants to do that.
And why does it all have to be on the same day? Like, just spread it out over a week. Like, no one
cares. I guess it's, I don't, maybe it would be, it would have been different if they hadn't said, but they didn't. They said, we're going to Fiji on Christmas, and obviously that doesn't happen because their flights get canceled because of the fog, right? Or
There's too much fog, so the plane's going to take off, and I feel like that would really only delay it like a couple hours in real life. I don't think that would make them indefinite, actually. But also, well, she was kind of like, you know, the night before they were supposed to leave, she was like, I just feel like we've snorkeled so many places. It's like kind of all the same.
Only
like,
for 3 years.
I'm like, I know. I'm like,
but I guess for every vacation, it's every holiday they go,
they've got a lot of vacation time.
They have a lot of money, but I don't know what either of them do.
He's a lawyer, but I don't know what she does. They don't ever say what she does. Mm. But I'm kind of like, why don't you switch it up? Like, you could go skiing one year.
Yeah,
you could go like somewhere different. You could go to like New York. Like, why does it have to be the same type of vacation every time?
Yeah, weird.
And I was also like, maybe just 1 year, be honest with your family and be like, you guys are kind of a lot. We're going on vacation, and then your family will stop asking.
Yeah. It's kind of sad, though. They haven't seen their family. I'm assuming in 3 years, because that's crazy to me. Like, not even, like, going over to be like, hey, like, do they talk on the phone?
I know. I'm like, this is...
I feel like they're very estranged from their family. But anyways. So, they end up having to go to all four Christmases because...
The flight gets canceled. Work out.
The first house they go to is Brad's dad's house.
Oh, because the parents find out that...
Yes.
That they can't go on their flight.
Because they're caught on TV.
On the news. Yeah. So they go to Brad's dad's house, which is in like, looks like a little farming area.
Yeah.
Of NorCal.
Oh, and you can tell her, you can already tell that Brad's embarrassed about where his dad lives.
But then I was also like, so you guys are telling me all four of your parents live within close driving distance of where you live.
I doubt it.
And you don't ever... Well, they were the four houses. No,
I know. I just feel like that doesn't really make logical sense.
No, based on where they were living.
Yeah.
But still, I was like, so you guys live close enough for this, and you can't ever go visit even by yourself? Like,
that's crazy. So right off the bat, you get the feeling that Brad is completely opposite from his family.
Yes, and he's super embarrassed.
He has two brothers, and then, like... Yeah, the family dynamic there is very weird. You can tell, so his parents are divorced, obviously. Yeah. You can tell that he lived with his mom.
Because he's very different than his dad.
But yeah, you can tell his brothers lived with his dad.
Which I'm like, that's kind of interesting. Like, why would they split up siblings like that?
And they end up talking about, like, they're like, you know, he's like, your mom left you guys. And she's like, no, she didn't.
Yeah.
She just left you.
Yeah.
And, like, he's kind of like, you didn't, he's pretty much explaining, like, why the mom left. Like, you didn't talk to her. Yeah. You didn't, like, care about her. And it's, once you meet his mom, it doesn't really make sense that they were together.
No, it doesn't at all. This is also when my favorite quote comes in, which we didn't even say, but mine is, I hate to speak ill of your mother on Christmas, but she's a common street whore.
It's funny. Yeah.
But I just, this is when I realized they had never even met each other's families. I had just, I had just assumed, on like holidays, they don't see them because it's a lot. But they had, because she was like meeting his brothers for the first time and meeting his dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then
it's weird.
You find out his name is actually Orlando and he changed it.
And he didn't tell her.
And she never knew that. I'm like, you didn't mention that you
weren't the names of them, like, where they were conceived or something?
Yeah, so it was, like, what, Dallas Denver, and Orlando.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of interesting. Like, no wonder you guys never argue because you don't talk about anything. That's what they say. A couple that never argues, just, they don't have deep conversation.
They don't. Like, I don't feel like they really know each other. Like, obviously. Like, they don't know anything about the past. Because
you're not going to agree on everything that you do. And so if you're not having those conversations about stuff you disagree on, like, is it really a healthy relationship?
Yeah.
I'm not a marriage counselor, so I don't know.
Anyways, they end up doing, like, presents and stuff, and there was, like, a $10 cap.
Yeah.
They didn't follow because...
Before that, she tells him to, like, set boundaries with his brothers.
Oh, yeah, because his brothers are, like...
They, like, physically assault him. But I'm like, this is not going to work, clearly. No. So then he's, like, bitter at her because she made him try to set boundaries.
And they come up with a code word to, like, leave. Yeah. They're like, so what's... when they're crying, what's the code word? Mistletoe. Okay, let's go. We're going.
Yeah. But basically, they had a $10 cap for gift exchange, but nobody told Brad and Kate.
Well, because they don't call or come over.
But you would think that while they were trying to plan, at least, when the
dad invited
them... They obviously
sent these gifts over to them.
Right.
They didn't just magically on Christmas Day find all these gifts for people.
They, like, mailed...
They mailed the gifts.
So it's like, you would think before that, the dad would have been like, just so you know, there's a $10 cap.
I think, though, the dad's one not to give up information unless you call him.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like Brad doesn't really call him, so he's not going to tell him and call him up and say, there's a $10 cap this year.
So then the whole family thinks they're trying to show off money because they get... Which an Xbox is... That's an
expensive they get one of the nephews an Xbox. Like, what kind of uncle buys that?
And I feel like that's the kind of thing you should know. Like, let me ask the parent.
If they want to have that, in their house.
Like...
Because the dad's over there and he gets him underwear.
I feel like...
Don't you love flash, me, Dad?
He gets him a flashlight.
In underwear, no. Oh, no, he takes off his underwear when he leaves.
Well, okay, that's the thing, too. So his dad got him a flash... So they get one son an Xbox because they end up with a $10 cap. And then the other son gets
opens up the gift from the dad.
A flashlight from his dad under the $10.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, they definitely have toys for under $10. Like, why a flashlight? That's on you, buddy. Also, flashlights...
His dad doesn't seem very, like...
We're probably, like, $3, so...
Yeah.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
So the kid streaks away.
Yeah. And that's how he expresses his emotions.
Well, and then Brad is like, oh, there's no Santa. And I'm like...
Oh, yeah!
I know you don't want kids, but have you never interacted with a child? Any child ever?
I don't think so, because...
Like, the kid's pretty young. Of course he still believes in Santa.
It honestly looks like... It honestly looks like Kate and Brad have, like, never interacted with kids in their entire life. Which also makes no sense because Kate also has a sister who has a niece.
And the niece...
Who's older.
And the niece recognized her.
Yeah, so they've been around kids. Some of the storyline is kind of, like, dumb.
Yeah.
It's just supposed to show that they're not good with kids and they don't want kids.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like I'm good with kids.
Yeah.
And like, personally, I think I'm good with kids, but that doesn't necessarily mean I want to have them.
Yeah.
But that, just because I don't want to have kids doesn't mean I'm bad with them. You know what I mean? Right. It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
I love hanging out with my nieces and, like, cousins and stuff, but, like...
I also felt...
I don't really have any nieces. I don't know why I said that.
I also felt bad for the kids in this family, because it seemed like they had a rocky home life. Remember the...
Yeah.
Tim McGraw, I guess, was like... Oh, you can't get hurt because then I'll lose custody of you again. And I was like,
oh my god, I missed that.
And I don't blame him for never visiting his dad because this whole event was pretty chaotic.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would visit.
Their family dynamic is not great.
But the wife of Tim McGraw is really nice.
That's not the wife of Tim McGraw.
Oh.
It's the one of Denver.
Okay, my bad.
It's okay.
So the wife of Denver is really sweet.
CB. Tim McGraw has the two kids, and then Denver has the baby. New baby. Okay. Yeah. I like how we're calling him Tim McGraw. It's not his name.
I know.
It's Dallas, but...
But, so the lady who, I don't know her name, Denver's wife, she hands the baby...
To Kate.
And then suddenly, I knew this was going to happen. There's like a little twinkling once Kate gets the baby to stop crying.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, maybe I'm motherly. And I was like, I just
And then she hits the baby's head on the cabinet.
I'm like, I feel like this doesn't... Someone who's adamant about not wanting kids mm-hmm. doesn't just suddenly hold a baby and then be like, maybe I do want kids. You know?
And it's so funny, too, because at one point she goes, what is she? Like, a year? Doesn't she say that to the...
She says, what is she? 2-3 months?
Oh.
And then the mom goes, 9.
And then she says, shouldn't she be walking by now?
Yeah. She's like, you still have to take care of
her? Yeah, you still have to take care of her?
Anyway, meanwhile, Brad is trying to hang up this dish for his dad, which is also a weird gift.
Yeah, satellite dish.
Like, you're just going to get somebody a satellite dish they never asked for.
And he should have known his dad wouldn't like that.
No, like...
I mean, even right off the bat, I can literally tell his dad would not like a new satellite dish.
Yes.
For one, he's stuck in his ways. You can already tell.
He feels insulted.
He feels insulted because you're showing your money.
Yeah.
Not that you're meaning to show your money, but it's also, how he takes it.
If you live in a rural area, satellite dishes don't always work that well.
Yeah.
So... He's also being, like, really rude about it. He's like, it's not a satellite. It's a satellite dish. I'm like, okay, who cares what it's called? Like, why? He's being really rude.
He is. He is kind of acting better than them.
Yeah.
He acts like he knows he's better than them.
Yeah.
And they can tell that's how he's acting. So I think that's why they're more, like, defensive about stuff.
And
so.
He falls off the roof.
Yeah, it's a
and
big
then
illness.
They leave. He says mistletoe.
Yeah.
The
next house they go to is Kate's mom's house.
Which, again, I was like, I can't believe he has not met her mom in 3 years. Because her mom wasn't that
You're
bad.
Right. Especially,
She was, like, annoying.
They're, like, their family is all, like, subtly, like, rude.
Yeah.
to them.
Yeah.
Like, the mom, like, had to bring up when Kate was, like, bigger as a kid. And then.
Which was, like, why?
Yeah, and then brings up the fact that she had a friend named Joe.
Who was a lesbian
who...
Maybe was dating her.
Maybe was dating Kate.
but
like, Kate was like, no, I wasn't dating her. But then she kind of has, like, a realization of maybe they were dating.
And she just didn't realize it.
And it's like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a... Obviously, like, your parents do bring up embarrassing stories.
Yeah.
But this was, like, almost, like...
Too much.
Yeah, like...
And it was
You're meeting
that,
him for the first
and
time.
It was like, my parents might bring up embarrassing stories, but it's stuff that they know I'd be okay.
Yeah.
With them. It's like, oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing. But it's stuff that I'm not, like, I don't have, like, trauma or anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like,
yeah.
Kate was very clearly, like, please stop telling these stories. Like,
yeah.
This was a really hard time. It's like, they're being
And
so
also,
much.
I felt bad for her because, like, obviously, like, the whole Joe thing, like, that was her friend. And then they're, like, sitting here going, no, Kate, she was trying to do more to you. And Kate was like, what are you talking about?
She was my best friend.
Yeah, I know. It's like, okay, well, that's,
like... Also, this is why you meet people. Like, when you're dating somebody, this is why you meet their family at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because, not the very beginning, obviously. But
what are your thoughts on having to be close to your partner's family?
I think it just is case by case. Like, I think it just depends.
Yeah. Do you feel... Do you not want me to talk about this?
No, you can ask. We can edit it out if it's bad. I don't know what you're about to ask.
No, nothing. It's nothing bad. I mean... It's something bad. I was just like, do you feel the need that you need to be close to them? Like, do you feel the need that you're going to need to be close to your mother-in-law or no?
No, not really. I don't feel the need to be, like, close, like, where I'm going to call her and go get lunch and
stuff.
I agree. I think if that happens, it's great, but I don't think you can, like, force it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that normally that sort of closeness that people have with their in-laws usually happens after you have kids. Because I feel like right now it's like, I don't know what I would... talk about, you know? like
I feel like making that initiative is just weird, like
right
it's like you don't need to hang out with them unless your partner is like wanting right. you guys all to hang out together.
Now Sam's like a group thing. Mom went wedding dress shopping with me and my mom and sister. And that was really sweet and that was nice.
Did she ask you or did you ask her?
I asked her. Because she doesn't have any daughters, so I was like, this would be a fun, nice thing. So that, you know, it's like, I just feel like it's little steps, and I feel like it just happens naturally over maybe, like, years of marriage and having kids. And
that's fair.
But I know, like, there are some people on TikTok who were like, oh, I just, like, hang out with my boyfriend's mom, like, all the time, like, one-on-one. I'm like, I just am not that kind of
person. I think, okay, here's my thing about that. I think if you guys, like, people who, like, grow up with their partner who, like...
If they'd started dating in high school.
If they were like friends first and you like hang out with this family, I think that's different. But people who just meet to start dating, I don't think you necessarily have to be friends
with this family. No, I don't think you have to be. I think it's a like nice bonus.
A nice thing. Yeah, yes. I think it's a nice idea. But sometimes it just doesn't happen. Like it just doesn't click like that. And I think that's fine.
I think it's important to get along with them.
Yes, I do too.
As if they're like, unless your partner has cut them out and doesn't want you to talk to them, but if they're still involved in your partner's life, it's important to get along with them.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, but I don't think you have to be besties.
Yeah, me either.
Now it's nice. And again, I feel like after you have kids that probably start, you probably get closer because then you're like, oh, like, we're going to go to grandma's house today, you know, like that sort of thing. But I just don't think it's necessary.
I don't either.
And then it's like if you break up, then it's like you lose the whole family.
I know.
Not that, you know, hopefully you're getting married, but things happen.
Yeah, you're right.
Things
you're right.
happen. That's what this whole movie is about.
Anyways, back to the Crete's family.
Graham is wild.
Graham's funny.
What does she say to when they're going around?
They're like going around like saying like
because her mom has decided
things they're thankful for
that
or
her new boyfriend who's a pastor told her we need to stop focusing on gifts at Christmas and talk about what were like goals. I don't know what it was. So they were going to say like what they want to do more of in the next year.
Yeah. And Graham says this is just funny. It's probably one of my favorite quotes. I could increase the frequency with which I pleasure milk with my hands and my mouth.
That's her husband.
Is that her husband? I think that's just one of the guys in the nursing home with her.
Oh, is it? Her boyfriend? Because he was just sleeping the whole time.
I think so. There. Yeah. And everyone's like, Vince Vaughn was like, did she just say that?
And then
or
they're
Brad
like,
said, did she just say that?
They're like, okay, Brad, it's your turn.
What Graham said. But with Kate. That's what he says. It's funny.
Also, so then the sister's baby spits up on Kate, and Brad starts like acting
almost
like he's about to vomit.
Like,
it's not even vomit; it's spit up.
It's spit up. Also, okay, like, I will say spit up kind of smells bad though.
But it doesn't smell like vomit. I don't know. It's like a different.
It smells. This is really weird, but I had a acne cream growing up.
That was made of spit up.
But it smelled like baby formula, and it stunk really bad. I don't know if you guys have smelt baby formula, but I think it actually really smells bad. But I don't really like milk, so I think it's a combination of me thinking milk mixed with baby I don't know. It's just weird.
Why have you smelled so much baby formula? From you worked in the daycare?
Yeah, but I mean, also I had a little brother.
Well, not so long ago.
I've been around babies before. I just think it smells bad. And I remember specifically this acne cream because I would have to put it on, you know, obviously after you wash your face. I think I just did it at night. I'd be like, dang, this smells like baby formula. Anyways, that's it. So I do understand him getting nauseous, but at the same time, like, calm down.
Yeah, like don't be dramatic.
He's being super dramatic.
So the sister pulls Kate aside to, like, help her change. And I think the sister actually gives good advice because she's like, Brad doesn't know anything about you. She's like, what do you mean? Like, we know each other. We've been together for 3 years, whatever.
Oh, and then the sister talks about her and her husband.
Yeah, she's like,
he's experimented.
Like, have you experimented with men? And I was like, what?
She's like, we're very open with each other.
Yeah. But
because I think Kate thinks, like, he doesn't know anything about Courtney, which is the sister, and she's like, what are you talking? Like, me and him know everything about each other.
Like, he knows
that's literally part of being in a relationship.
She was like, he knows how I slept with an entire men's water polo team.
And I know how we experimented with men. No, I will say, I don't think that your partner needs to know every single detail about your life.
But it's important to know.
You as a person, yes. I think And, like, I feel like your some of your history, like, what makes you you, I think that's important to know. Yeah. But, like, I mean, if you have something that happened in your childhood that you obviously, like, that was just, like, dumb that you don't want him to know about, like, whatever. Like, you don't, But, like, they don't know anything about each other. That's the problem.
Yeah, like, that's why I think the sister kind of gave good advice. She's like, well, you don't, you can't really love somebody until you know everything about them. And I think that that's true. I think that was good advice. So she changes in the bathroom, and she's looking through her sister's baby bag.
Yeah.
Why there's a pregnancy
test. She's looking at the breast pump.
Yeah, and she, like, attaches it to her. Anyway, why there's a pregnancy test randomly in this, like, baby supplies bag, I don't know. But she also randomly decides to take it, which is, like, why are you taking somebody else's pregnancy
also test? I feel like you'd kind of know if you weren't pregnant, because you'd be late on your period.
Well, later in the movie, she says she was a few days late. Oh. And I was like, we're just finding out about this now?
Yeah.
And her brat little niece, Cassie, or whatever.
Cassie's annoying.
Comes in. While she's peeing, I'm like, first of all, why didn't you lock the door? Like, I don't lock the door when I pee at home, but if there's, like, guests over, I do, because I'm like, I don't know anyone.
I thought you do lock the door. I thought that was your thing. You get...
No, when I...
Now that I've been trying to open the door when you're peeing, but I thought we talked about this.
If I'm at, like, a friend, if I'm at somebody else's house, I do, because I'm scared somebody's, like, have a fear.
I thought it was at your own house, too, though, because your siblings used to, like... Didn't they just, like, barge in or something?
No. What about it was, like, a fear. I think I had a friend who would, like, barge in.
That's weird.
Well, you were, like, young. But I... Well, no, I have this, like, memory. I don't think...
It's a core memory.
Yeah, I was probably, like, 11. I don't know. Maybe a little younger. And I remember I was, like, going to the bathroom or whatever. In our bathroom upstairs, the door didn't, like, usually... It couldn't, like, close, like, all the way, really. Like, it was... You had to, like, really push it in to get it to latch. So you really just have to crack it. And I think... I don't think... My brother did not do this on purpose. I think what happened was he was, like, hitting the wall as he was walking. And he just, like, hit the door. Not realizing I was in there. Or, like, not realizing it would open. And it, like, opened all the way. And he just kept walking. So that's why I don't think he even realized. And I, like, was like, what are you doing? And then, so, and that was a core memory. I think I used to have a friend who would, like, try to scare me and would just, like, pop in while I was peeing or something. This was, like, I was, like, 8. Like, this is not, like, in high school. So I'm pretty sure that's where that fear came from. But when I'm at a friend's house, I always lock the door. But if I'm at my own house, I don't. Yeah. Or if I'm at my own house and there's, like, a bunch of random guests over, I'll lock the door. Because I don't want anybody...
barging in.
Anyways, the pregnancy test gets stolen by this brat
before she sees it,
and Kate has to face her fears and go into this bouncy castle, which I'm like,
she's also given this, like, sweater and jeans that's, like, actually in style now, which is kind of funny. She was like mad about it, but it's like the 90s
you also style, like, discover she's afraid of they call it jump jumps or something, which I'm like, why are you calling it a jump jump? Anyway, maybe
so. Cass, I don't know why they have this in their backyard for one.
And why are there so many kids?
And why are there so many kids when it's grandma's house?
And why are there so many balloons in it? That feels dangerous.
Yes. Anyways, she has to go in there and get the thing, and she ends up telling Cassie that she peed on it, and Cassie, like,
because it's in Cassie's mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this girl is too old to think this is really a marker. Like, they kept calling it a marker.
Why would you take the cap off and draw or something like that if you thought it was a marker?
Yeah, it was stupid.
Cassie was annoying. Like, she was a bad kid.
She was really annoying. Also, like, these kids in the bouncy house were being so mean to Kate. And I was like, I don't know that many kids who go that crazy around, like, an adult they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like usually once an adult is, like, stop. Like, if you don't know that adult, you're usually like, oh, scary.
Yeah. Anyway, she gets the test back. It's negative.
And she looks disappointed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is when she starts to realize she wants kids. Like, every movie when they say they don't want kids.
That is, Shannon texts me and she said, why do all the females in the movie decide they want kids? And that's a good point.
Like, in every movie,
they change their mind. A lot of the females are the ones who change their mind. And why do they depict it that way?
Yeah, it's like, women can make up their mind that they don't want kids, and that's it. People change their mind, that's fine, but, like, I feel like in every movie where someone says they don't want kids, they end up changing their mind.
Yeah.
Weird. Also, I was like, how long? Then they go to church together with the mom for her pastor.
Pastor Phil.
And I'm like, how long are they able
Pastor Phil looks scary. No, yeah. No offense.
But like, how long are they able to stay at each house? They have to go to 4 houses today.
And yeah, they're essentially going to like a Christmas service.
And I'm like, this is like, y'all are wasting some precious time here.
Yeah. But at the Christmas service, they're obviously and doing it was one like of those, a like, reenactment big, of Jesus
like being evangelical, born. Like, churches, yeah. That's like in a gym, you know?
It's so realistic, though. Like, at no, the end, oh, so they don't have the two most important main characters besides Jesus.
I'm like, how did you not cast
Yeah, they don't have a Mary and Joseph.
A church that big would have backups if they needed it.
So they make Brad and Kate be Mary and Joseph. And obviously, like, Brad has no idea what's happening. You can tell he did not go to church. He does not know the story. Kate also seems like she doesn't know the story. Yeah. Whatever. Anyways. They're like, obviously, like, on stage. I do like the line where he goes, this child is a blessing to both of us. But they're reenacting the whole scene where...
And he's being kind of a jerk. She has stage fright.
But she has stage fright. She's trying to find the swaddle for the baby.
It's not in the manger.
It's not in the manger, which is supposed to be... Brad actually ends up having it. It's wrapped in his belt.
And he's making her, like, the idiot. He's like, oh, she's better at giving birth than she's at swaddling our baby. I will swaddle it. And I'm like, what?
Brad's, like, making up his own lines about how this whole night went with Jesus being born.
Also, and I was, like,
the church
out.
Is, like, going crazy
They're, it. Like, they love it. I was like, just put the baby down. Like, I know. You don't, I don't know swaddle it. Like, why are... Just put
what
it
is... It doesn't there. Even... The swaddle is does not matter.
But he was being so mean. And I was like, you used to be so nice and friendly.
Yeah.
This is when I was like, this pastor has a super southern accent. And he's preaching in a church in San Francisco.
Yeah.
But he could be from down south.
The ending of the scene, though, is like, they start like worshiping and they're like saying hallelujah. It's just so realistic. Like, it's the depiction of what you, when you look at like a big church like that, what you see some people doing.
And so she's, like, pissed at him. She's like, you did not have to be that rude to me on stage.
They're going to his mom's house after this.
Like, they're getting in more and more arguments after every house they go to. Yeah. And he's kind of turning into more of a jerk after every house.
And she pretty much does, like, the scenario. She's like, you know, I just want to know that if we were on a plane, you'd put my mask on before you put your mask on. He's like, no. He's like, do you not listen to the flight attendant?
Which I will say, he was right.
He was right, but...
That's a bad example.
The example she was trying to make was that, like, she wants to know that he would stick up for her.
Yeah.
Because he didn't stick up for her in that time that she needed him.
Yeah.
And, like, he didn't really reassure her that he would.
So they get to his mom's house. Mm-hmm. And his mom calls him Brad. She does not call him Orlando.
No.
Which is interesting.
But you can tell that his mom, I think, knows more about him than his dad.
Yeah, like, he's closer to his mom.
Like, if he does call a parent, he definitely calls his mom, not his dad. And like I said, I think he lived with the mom growing up. It appears that way to me because he's more...
Yeah, more like the mom.
Yes.
And this is when we find out he has a stepdad, and the stepdad was his best friend in high school. And what does he say?
He says, I'm not trying to be your dad, Brad. I'm trying to just be your friend. And Brad goes, you were my friend. You were my best friend.
And then you married my mom.
And then the whole time, Kate's like looking like, what's happening?
And that's the thing, like, you never told your partner that
your mom That would be you. Such a good gossip thing to talk about. Like, hey, mom's going freaking crazy. She's dating my best friend from...
It's like
middle school.
Or even just like in a serious conversation, like, this was pretty traumatic for me when my mom married my best friend from growing up. Like,
literally, okay, so the quote is, I just want to say it because I just find it so funny. It just says, look, Brad, I'm not trying to be your father. You already got one of those. I'm just hoping for a chance to be your friend. And Brad goes, you were my friend, Daryl. You were my best friend. We grew up together. We rode bikes together. We used to smell each other's hands. But now you're sleeping with my mom, and it's a little bit weird for me. Can you appreciate that? And then he goes, I never had a sexual thought about your mom until I was 30.
Smell each other's hands. That's so weird.
She says, you can't be my friend and be sleeping with my mom.
I'm just kind of like... How... Like, you guys really... Like, what do you guys talk about if you don't talk about your own lives? Like, crazy.
And then that age difference, man, I'm not sure. Wait.
No, not that. I mean...
Oh.
Not, yeah, what he's talking about. But I mean, What did Kate and Brad talk about? Oh, what did Kate and
Brad talk about? Yeah, if it's not, like,
their lives, you know?
Yeah, it's a good question. What did they talk about when they met?
I don't, like, before they knew each other, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, just their jobs?
Would you even know what they really do? Kate's sister does have a point. I really feel like they don't know each other. And I think as they go to more families' houses, it becomes more apparent that they don't. Yeah. Especially to Kate.
Yeah.
So, they play the game. Oh, this is another thing where they really know they don't know each other. Because they play the...
Taboo
game. Where
you have to, like, describe words without saying other words.
Brad's brother, Denver, is there with his wife, the one that had the baby. And they're, like, great at it.
Yeah.
They, like, surpass, like, everyone.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it was on your nightstand for 4 weeks, or you're my sock. And, like,
yeah. They're really good at it, yeah. And then, so Brad and Kate are next, and they start doing it.
And they don't get anything.
They're bad. They don't
He doesn't even know her fear is spiders.
He doesn't even know her favorite food is cooked kebab.
I know. I'm like, this is crazy. And he's, like, being kind of mean to his mom is being annoying.
Yeah.
He does not understand how it works. But he's being, like, mean to everybody. And I was like, they need to break up because they don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
Like, they...
I don't think they necessarily need to break up because obviously they like who each other are outside of the family. But I just feel like
they?
You don't...
Do they know each other?
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't really know each other. Like, I just feel like... I don't know. I just think that they definitely need to have a better communication. Obviously. Yeah.
Also, when they said their time is up, the timer was literally still full. Like, it hadn't even dipped down, I noticed. Anyway, so that's basically what happens at his mother's house. Also, tragic.
The last one is the father of Kate, dad. Which he seems the most normal out of the whole family. You know what I mean?
Well, so they're driving there.
He has, like, a nice house, too.
And she's like, so I took a pregnancy test today. Yeah. First, he's, like, kind of not really letting her talk, which is annoying. But then she's like...
It's kind of weird. Their dynamic really changes. He gets kind of worse as the movie goes on.
Yeah.
She gets a little bit, like, more reasonable, like, about everything.
And she's like, I took a pregnancy test today. And he, like, freaks out. And then she's like, it was negative. And I was like, why do you even bring up the pregnancy test if it was negative?
Well, because she wanted to talk to him about
But she could have just
baby.
Said that she changed her mind about having kids without... Anyway.
Does she point... I can't remember the scene. Does she point blank say, like, I want to have kids now? Or does she say, like, can we talk about it? Because he doesn't even want to talk about it. That's the problem.
She's like,
Okay, so they make it to Kate's dad's house.
And they basically break up.
But pretty much.
Well, because she's kind of like, I mean, so she's basically just, she's like, oh my God. I don't know what was wrong with me.
Me either.
She basically says that she wants to be open to marriage and kids and just go wherever life takes them. Because.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, she realized she felt sad when her pregnancy test was negative. And he's like, I've been honest from the very beginning. I don't want kids. I don't want to get married. Which is fair.
Uh-huh.
That's fair. If he doesn't want that, then he doesn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's basically like, well, I'm just going to go in my dad's house alone. My sister can take me home. Which I'm like, can she? Like, do you talk to your sister? Like, does she know where you live?
Someone can take her home.
Yeah,
does your sister know where you live?
And he's like, no, I don't want you to have to face your family alone. Like, I'll go with you. And she's like, no, I think
she's like, I don't want to pretend something. You know? Is, like, fine when it's not, pretty much.
So he leaves. Her dad comes outside, and he seems really sweet. He's
so
like,
her dad seems the most normal
for sure.
Out of all the family. And it's kind of interesting because her dad's obviously remarried.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom is there, though, too.
With Pastor Phil.
With Pastor Phil. And Kate did not know that.
Which I was also like...
But did you hear what she said? She said ever since Cassie was little, they've done this.
Since she was one. So that means Kate hasn't known.
Cassie's also, like, I think, like, 10. I swear she's older.
I feel like she's, like, like, 8, maybe.
Yeah.
So it's been, like, 7 years or so. So, like, you just haven't spent time with your family.
Yeah, that's why I get confused. Because I'm like, what did she do before she met?
I think that they both just didn't spend time with family before they met each other.
What did they do for the holidays?
Maybe they just went on vacation by themselves.
Anyway, so she's, like, surprised that her mom is there, even though...
But
they
then
get
it was like,
now.
So why did we even do Christmas at her mom's house?
Yeah.
If they were going to do it all.
I guess they wanted to go to church. With Pastor Phil?
Which is fun, because it seems like her mom was not religious before she started dating this pastor.
I don't think she was. I think that's the whole point of, like, why Kate didn't know. But obviously it seems like Courtney is now, too, because they all went to church together. Like, it was a normal thing.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Well, it seems like Courtney stayed close with the mom, so I guess that's why. Okay, also, I do, before she gets to the dad's house, I feel like, yes, Brad should have been more open to talking instead of just immediately being like, no, I don't want to have this conversation because I don't want it. Also, like, though, bringing it up in the car on the way to the house is probably not the best time to bring it up. Like, Kate should have probably waited until they just got home.
I mean, I think it's definitely kind of weird that she did that, but I think at the same time, it was one of those things where she...
It's just on your mind.
It was on her mind, and she wanted to get off her chest.
I mean, I've done that. Don't.
And I think she might have been afraid that if she waited till they got home, she wouldn't say anything. Because they would just go back into the routine they've been in.
I've been in that situation.
So, I feel like that's kind of why.
Because now she's just, like, sad at her dad's house. You know, she can't, like, enjoy herself. And her... She goes into, like, I guess her dad's...
study area, whatever.
And he comes in after her and kind of calls her out for all the years of lying about mission trips. Because he's like, I spent a lot of time lying to get out of family functions. And now I regret that because I wish I could get that time back. And he's like, do you think that Brad was being honest with you when he said he didn't want the marriage and kids and everything? And she was like, I think he was, but it's just not what I wanted to hear. And I was like, of course it's what you didn't want to hear, because you guys waited 3 years to have a single serious conversation.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you both agreed, and yes, you changed your mind, but it's like you had never even talked about the possibility of, like, hey, in 10 years, what is our life going to look like? You know, like, you living day by day is, like, nice, but it's not realistic. You do have to plan some things. Like, I feel like, especially if you're planning your life with a partner.
Yeah.
You have to be like, what do we both see in 10 years? Like, realistically, what's our plan, you know?
What's the end game?
And it's like, they had never even talked about, clearly they had never even talked about, okay, what do we do if I get pregnant? Because when she said she took a pregnancy test, he, like, freaked out. And it's like, you can't even talk about, like, what are we going to do if we do accidentally have a baby? Or, you know, it's like, you can't wait 3 years to have one conversation.
Yeah.
It's
like they had the conversation at the very beginning of their relationship.
And then never brought it up.
And never brought it up again. Yeah.
And her dad is basically like, I've had several marriages and honesty always is the best, even if it's not what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And Brad shows up.
Dun, dun, dun.
And, oh, well, he goes to his dad's house for some reason. And
why his dad? I don't really know, but...
And his dad is... Well, and he says, like, we broke up, and his dad's like, oh, she finally realized you were a pansy or something like that. But then Brad is like...
His dad's so mean.
I know, and then Brad's like, actually, see, she said she wanted to marry me and have kids with me and have, like, a future with me.
Brad pretty much says it's because of him. He can't do that. Doesn't he?
I don't remember exactly. Or
I feel like he says it's because of his family, like, doesn't see that.
Like, happen. Because you know, my childhood was...
Yeah.
And his dad is like, she said she wanted all of that with you, and you walked away. Like, what's wrong with you? You know, like... But his dad is like, I mean, that's stupid. Like, you have to live your own life. And so his dad gives good advice, too. And then Brad somehow... See, that's my thing. They can't...
He drives all the way back to...
They can't live that far away, you know? Right. I'm sorry, I just, like, screamed that into the microphone.
They can't live that far away.
Like, that's what doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, now he's being...
Well, and they crossed the bridge, no? The San Francisco...
That was to get to the airport, but I don't know about...
Because I'm just trying to think about, like... That'd be, like, one side of San Francisco to the other, no?
Yeah.
I've only been to San Francisco one time, and I don't know the geography.
Me neither.
I think I just made that up. Don't listen to me. Never mind.
Well, he's being all sweet again, and he's like, you know, I was thinking about it, and maybe it'd be, we're not going to get married, like, right now, or have kids right now, but maybe, like, in the future, if it happens, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so all these people just suddenly changing their minds on not wanting kids.
And that's what she wanted him to say. It wasn't, she wasn't saying she wanted the kids
right now.
Yeah. She just wanted to know that.
He was open to it.
If it became a possibility that it would be okay.
It would happen.
Yeah. Like, that they could talk. I think that's all she wanted was that they could talk about it, but he kept shooting her down.
And then he's like being sweet again.
And then
it says 1 year later.
They're having
so baby. They did not wait that long.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
they're having a New Year's baby. And they didn't tell any of the family that she's pregnant or that she was having a baby.
That she was pregnant at all.
That's dumb.
I was like, I thought you guys learned you wanted to spend time with your family.
And of course they're having a New Year's baby. So their baby's like the firstborn
in the new year.
In San Francisco.
And so the news crew comes in their room, which I think is probably not legal.
It's not. I definitely don't think that's legal.
Like HIPAA or something. Or not, like, because a doctor would have had to break HIPAA to tell the newscast.
That's the first baby born, yeah.
And then the newscast didn't get their permission before they
showed up. I mean, unless they, like, at the beginning sign something that says, like, you can tell
the news
that our baby was born, but I don't think that's a thing. I've never heard that. I don't work in L.A.
It's, of course, their family.
I don't know how that works.
We can assume that their families saw on TV and they could not keep their secret.
Yes.
That they had a baby. Which I was like, I feel like you should have told your families. Like, this isn't...
It's like a thing that they didn't learn from.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's the end. What would you rate the movie?
Out of 5?
Yeah, sure.
I would say probably a 4. I liked it. I think it's funny. Every time I watch it, I laugh.
I would give it like a 3.9. That's fair. I would give it a pretty high score. I thought it was funny. Where do you think the characters are today?
I feel like they just had one kid, honestly. I don't think they had another kid.
I agree, and I'm going to be honest. I feel like they're not still together.
Really?
I don't know why. I just feel like...
Their chemistry is kind of weird, I will say.
Yeah, it's not the best. The chemistry
between them is kind of
strange. And based on how their first serious conversation went, where he just, like, completely shut down...
I think my problem is Vince Vaughn, as that character, I can't see him being with anyone.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because everything, I feel like, is turned into a joke.
Yeah.
I think it's just I can't see him as a serious person.
No. I feel like they would have lasted a couple more years and then...
Don't get me wrong. I'm down for a funny partner. I think that's
but kind when of you the can't joy of take it.
But I
anything.
Think at some point you have to be serious at right. some point. Like, nothing can be... It can't be a joke all day long.
And now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they...
I don't know. I could see them maybe together still. But their parenting style, I feel like, is a little scary. I'm not really sure what it would be like.
Yeah. But I just feel like...
You parent your kid.
Because I'm also like, did you guys actually want this baby? Or was it just kind of a spur of the moment? We spent a lot of time. But the thing is, all of their experiences with kids that day were, like, bad.
Bad. So, yeah.
Why did you want kids after this?
Yeah.
That made
me I guess if they saw him. That, the bad things of it, and then they were like, we want a kid. I guess that's, you know, okay. I don't know. I honestly, though, I don't think either of us are like anybody in this movie, though. As far as character-wise.
Yeah. Probably not. Honestly.
You're like the mom.
The Kate's mom?
Pastor Phil mom. I don't even know. You don't really know that much about her.
I feel like I may be like the sister.
Why?
I just feel like I would be the person who was like, so why aren't you getting married? And then I would be like, have you guys ever had one serious conversation ever? Mm. I would like say that. To somebody, I feel like. But I don't know. I don't think I'm that much like her either, because I'm certainly not, like, I didn't sleep with the whole water polo team. Not that there's any shame. I don't think either of us are really, like...
I don't think so.
Maybe you're, like, the dad at the very end. We only...
Why?
You give good advice.
Maybe. I'm gonna go through 4 marriages.
You lie to avoid your family all the time. I'm just kidding. I feel like you see your family a lot.
Give me an example.
I don't know.
Cause you don't have one.
Well, then I'm like, so did they decide not to spend Christmas with their families the next year because she would have been pregnant?
Obviously not, because she would have been pregnant. Maybe they just didn't say when the baby was born. Like, they didn't say they were at the hospital.
No, because they said something along the lines that their family didn't even know they were, like, having a baby. Like, that they were pregnant.
Yeah, it... The ending kind of doesn't make very much sense because it's like they went through all that trouble of hanging out with their families then, only to come back to the same thing they've been doing this
whole well, maybe time. Maybe that's what they agreed on as a couple. That, like, it was nice to see their family that one year, but it actually is too stressful. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, I think kind of at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest, they don't seem like very good people.
Yeah, no, I know.
And no, you know, whatever. That's their life. They live it how they want to, but I just feel like...
Yeah.
And I do feel like they put... I don't want to say this because I feel like it sounds bad, but, like, they put a lot of their problems about how they are on their family, which, yes, I think that how you grow up is a big part. Affects
who you are.
But also, like...
They need to take responsibility.
Once you're an adult, you can kind of choose to change it, like, you know.
Go to therapy.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of resources you can take.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're just kind of both jerks, I feel like.
They are.
And they're very judgmental.
But it's a good movie.
Yeah.
And I like it.
They're very judgmental of their families.
Yes, they are.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think this movie would be made today?
I don't think there's a movie like it, to be fair. Like, I think this is pretty kind of an original movie.
I think they would make it today, like, if they were gonna, if it was an original idea.
I think it's hard because it wasn't made that long ago.
But stuff still has changed. I mean,
yeah.
They probably wouldn't make all the, like, lesbian jokes.
Yeah, that was a bit much. And I don't think, like, as you're watching, I feel like, you know, like, whatever, but, like, if you think about it, it was kind of, like...
It was just kind of rude.
It was very rude. Like, the whole situation was rude, and then...
Yeah. Like, I feel like they would make the concept today, but they would leave out...
They might change some stuff.
They would, like, leave out some of the 2008 jokes, you know, or change them to something different. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's pretty original. I mean, it is an original. What if they made a sequel, and it's, like, they're now divorced... And now there's, like, six Christmases.
Dang.
For, like, their kid, yeah.
Their kid wouldn't even be old enough yet. They were born in 2008.
Yeah, right.
Or 2009,
like,
I guess.
They'd be, like, 14, yeah. No, 2010. Because it was a year later. So it was Christmas 2008. And then a year later would be Christmas 2009. It's New Year's Day, so it'd be 2010.
Yeah. So
they'd be 12.
Not that old.
So maybe they are still married.
Yeah, I think they're still married. I think they just kind of, I don't know. They do have a weird relationship.
Yeah.
I do see the chemistry thing kind of being off. But I love this movie. I think it's really good.
Yeah.
And I don't think we have a movie that we're doing.
No.
We have Christmas next week. So yeah, we'll be obviously off. We'll be, which we usually are off because we only do it every 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
I was like sitting here earlier being like, we can't record during Christmas, but then I forgot that that's...
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But then the next week is New Year's, no?
We might have to take 2 weeks off. Yeah. We'll let you guys know on Instagram, which is chicks.in.flix. Or you can email us if you don't want to. You can ask us directly on email at chicksinflix23@gmail.com. You can also like, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it. Leave us a review. Give us some 5 stars, you know.
Or just tell us some movie recommendations you want to hear.
Yeah. And that's Bailey and Shannon signing off.
Bye.